I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Happy Saturday morning. It is 2:33. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan, 877-337-6666. You can always hit me up and follow me at Hoff, WFAN. And we went through another round of the NCAA tournament. Like you heard, not a lot of blowouts. There were a lot of blowouts. There was a lot of blowouts. What are you going to do? You're going to listen to me, and we're going to talk some local sports. If you want to talk about some tournament too, that's great. But let us start. There's a lot that happened this week. There was a ton. And let's start off with this. There is a draft coming up in April, which excites me, which, again, you know, the Jets and the Giants both find themselves sitting in top 10 picks. And a lot of this quarterback talk, a lot of the J.J. McCarthy talk, you know, obviously Caleb Williams is expected to go first. And to me, a lot of people are focused on the quarterbacks. A lot of people are always focused on the quarterbacks because quarterbacks can turn a team around, right? You can turn a team around. But on the other hand, it could also continue to kill a franchise over and over and over. When a quarterback is the goal in the first round, and you put all of your emphasis and your team based around one player who's never seen a down in the NFL, and it's frustrating to me that it continues to happen every single year. You can go through the last few draft classes and just see bust after bust after bust after bust after bust. There is only one player that is a can't-miss player. There is only one player that can actually benefit the Jets and or Giants this year. It's Marvin Harrison Jr. That's it. And now it's a wide receiver, and I understand that that's not ideal. I understand that, well, how does a wide receiver, you know, change the game here? We're talking about a quarterback that can change the franchise. A quarterback that's available that if you pick the right one, which, by the way, it's not that easy. If you pick the right one, could turn into Peyton Manning. But no one talks about picking the wrong one over and over and over. And that is why so many franchises are just terrible. Are constantly terrible. And that's why the Jets are usually terrible. Because they can't figure out how to draft a quarterback. Now listen, the Jets are not drafting a quarterback in the first 10 picks. Like, that's not going to happen. They're not trading up to draft a quarterback. They're not trading back to get a quarterback. But they are in a bad spot as far as getting someone of impact. There's all these rumors of Brock Bowers getting a tight end. Maybe get someone that's an elite tight end. Yeah, well, that's not ideal either. Who's to say Brock Bowers is really going to be that significant? A swing and a miss there, it could kill their season again. Why not go for the one sure thing? Marvin Harrison Jr. is the one player who could actually turn the Jets into Super Bowl contenders. He is the one player that could actually give the Giants a good offense going into 2024. It's like the Saquon Barkley thing. I know a lot of people are down on Saquon Barkley, but he was the best player in the draft when he got drafted years ago by the Giants. And he can make a significant difference when he's on the field. It's a no-brainer. So for either the Jets or the Giants, one of them has to find a way to trade up to get him. You're talking about the most significant wide receiver, significant position player in the draft who could just imagine. We're talking about Mike Williams, who we're not sure if he's going to be ready for week one with the Jets. And we're trying to figure out a way to develop and make this offense for the Jets significant with Aaron Rodgers. We just think that Aaron Rodgers is going to change the way the offense clicks. Well, if he's got no one to throw the ball to, it's not going to work either. You need to have that 1-2 punch. You need to have more weapons. Imagine Garrett Wilson and Marvin Harrison Jr. together. That is a lethal combination. Imagine Daniel Jones having Marvin Harrison Jr. to throw to. Listen, we could all agree. What's the one thing that both teams have worked on this offseason? It's the offensive line. They've done that. The Jets have figured out their offensive line. The Giants have worked on their offensive line. So now, if you got that solidified, Yeah, you could take an offensive tackle if you want to help, you know, create that depth. Or you can try to trade up and get the one player who is gifted enough to help you win games. The one person that is not, you can't go wrong with. I'm tired of every single year taking reaches on people that, listen, you want to tell me that you know that these professionals that go and pick who's going to be an elite quarterback on a year-to-year basis or at whether any position in the NFL draft on a year-to-year basis, and they're going to sit here and tell us who needs to go, who's a rising prospect, all this, and on a constant year-to-year basis, most of these guys fail. Most of the kids that are drafted fail. And it's because everyone is overhyped. Who's the only one who's not overhyped? Hey, how about the fact that this guy, Marvin Harrison Jr., his father was in the NFL. One of the best wide receivers out there. He knows the game. He understands the game. He's got that gift. 877-337-6666. To me, most of these professionals that give their opinions when it comes down to the NFL draft, they are more worried about being the one who said, I told you. I knew it. I picked Brock Bowers. I picked Caleb Williams. I told you to get J.J. McCarthy. They're more worried about being right and saying, I told you so. They're passing the obvious answer. The one significant piece that can actually help either the Jets or Giants. And now it's going to be tough because you have to trade up. So that might be a little bit more difficult. But if you're going to take a pick that high, it's got to work. You can't have the Mekhi Becktons anymore. You can't have the Evan Neals anymore. You need to hit. You just need to. 877-337-6666. That's the number to call. Also, another huge, huge move by David Stearns and Steve Cohen. As J.D. Martinez is officially a New York Met. And the significance that has as far as I myself never was as down on this New York Met team going into the season. I evaluated the roster. I evaluated baseball as a whole. And I saw the Mets sitting at, you know, about 80-ish wins, 81, 82. It's not great, but that's in it. That's a playoff contending team. So to go out and get J.D. Martinez, to go out and bring in a professional bat who can be significant in making the lineup better, stretching the lineup out, actually having a professional hitter to protect Pete Alonso. The other aspect is he is, I know even at 36 years old, the productivity can be on the field and off the field with the young players. Hell, that's what we've been talking about with the Mets. We got to see these young kids. We want to see who's going to be able to actually crack it in the MLB. And you have Alvarez from last year, But you got Vientos and Beatty fighting for a job. You got Williams. You got Gilbert. You got Acuna. You got Clifford. You got all these guys. And guess what would be nice? To have somebody besides Eric Chavez who's just a good hitter. Just understands the game of baseball and how to hit a baseball and could teach the young kids. That's J.D. Martinez. Now, listen, he's not coming in here just to teach. It's not the goal. He's coming in to win. He chose the Mets. I understand that a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, he didn't get the deal he wanted. Nobody else wanted him. Yeah, I mean, first of all, rumors were $20 million. $20 million. That's what he wanted, $20 million. Technically, the Mets got him for this year. And they defer the rest of the money. That's okay. Look at Shohei Ohtani, which is a whole different topic. But the Mets got better. And they separated themselves a little bit more from being mediocre. And that's huge. And that, to me, puts them in a spot that sits them right in the wild card. Like, to me, closer to 86 wins. And that is smack dead in a playoff spot. But I also was estimating 82 wins. So, J.D. Martinez, you know, hey, let's get to the war. Wins above replacement. I'm not saying he's going to change and win the Mets 10 games, but four is realistic. And that, to me, is a playoff spot. And Steve Cohen and David Stearns playing it cool, playing it calm, playing it collective. They figure out a way to make another splash. Significant player on their terms. It is, for a Mets fan, you really have to just tip your cap and believe not only in Steve Cohen, but that he knew what he was doing when getting David Stearns. David Stearns is a very smart man who has his reasons of why he's doing things certain ways. And we could sit here and scratch our head and yell and scream and say, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? I am putting my feet up and saying, David, take over. I'm not worried that year to year, the Mets aren't going to spend money. I know they will. It's just not going to be spent stupidly, which is something that in the past, you couldn't say. 877-337-6666. You always hit me up at HoffWFA. Let's get to the phones. Kelvin is in Teaneck. What's up, Kelvin?
What's going on, man? Yeah, just wanted to call you tonight about Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
So, Marvin Harrison makes sense for the Jets, but not the Giants. Because, you know, they already have Aaron Rodgers who could throw to him. Personally, I'm done with Daniel Jones. I'm over him. It's time to move on. But I also want to bring up a good point as well. You don't need a star wide receiver to win Super Bowls. If you look at the Giants, when they won Super Bowls, we didn't have star wide receivers. We just had solid, good wide receivers. We had a great defense. For me, it's more about building that defense up, getting a good quarterback, and I'm content with that.
So Calvin, but
star wide receiver.
But Calvin, first of all, they've built the defense up. They've solidified, hopefully, have solidified the offensive line. There's got to be.
I'm going to hold up for the O line because we've been talking about this for over 10 years about the O line.
I know. We're over it, but it's. First of all, Andrew Thomas back and healthy. That's good. Schmitz should be 100%, so that's good. They got Runyon, which adds to the team.
It's one of those things you have to wait and see. It's been over 10 years we're talking about this, so I'm holding my breath with the O-line.
Well, but listen, but here's the point, though, is at some point in time, you need an offensive weapon. You've lost Saquon Barkley, who is basically the only piece to your team over the past 6 years. Like, whenever he's healthy, the team would click. That's Daniel Jones had his best season when Saquon Barkley was healthy. Like, you can't sit there and go into a season again and say, all right, well, you know, and listen, I like the youngster in Jalen Hyatt. They didn't use him properly last year. Darius Slayton is back with the team. That's cool. Isaiah Hodgins didn't get used at all last year. I mean, think about
Daniel Jones doesn't know how to throw outside of the pocket.
Listen, Daniel Jones barely was playing last year again.
What about the years prior? He doesn't know how to throw outside of the pocket. He just throws in the pocket, and if he runs, he just runs. He doesn't know how to throw when he runs. He's horrible at that.
Well, it would also – listen, you had three quarterbacks last year go, right?
Yep.
You saw Tyrod Taylor. You saw Tommy DeVito even find ways to just, like, chuck the ball down the field. A lot of that was timing. A lot of that was giving the quarterback a little bit more time. But now you also have to be able to, when you don't have time, need other players to be able to separate themselves. Marvin Harrison Jr. could do that.
Yeah, he can. But when we won the Super Bowls, we didn't have a star wide receiver.
Yeah, but I understand. But
Tom
you
Brady
had
didn't either.
But you did though. But you did though. You had more weapons than you do now.
Oh yeah, we had more weapons, but none of them were star wide receivers. What I'm saying.
Yeah,
we
but
had
they
solid
were
solid wide receivers. Mario Manningham, Hakeem Nicks, none of them were Pro Bowlers. None of them.
Hakeem, yeah. Well, but listen. But they were around for a while. Look, Knicks was
Victor
around
Cruz
for a
either.
While. Was that?
Victor Cruz either. He was just a solid wide receiver. He was never a Pro Bowler.
But game changer, though. He literally changed the season around with that 99-yard reception versus the Jets. I mean, where to take him
star.
After that? Victor Cruz, listen, you could say that they maybe weren't a Hall of Famer. But they were good enough to put the Giants in a good spot. I mean, you look at the guys that they have right now. You look at the entire team. You look at the tight end. How significant a tight end is. Darren Waller is gone, right?
Yeah, at least up in the air. But
yeah, it it sounds like he's out the door at this point in time. I mean, just because listen, and I would love for Darren Waller to play. I would love for him to be healthy. I don't know if either is going to happen. Even if he does choose to play, he's going to be half healthy. I don't know if that's going to be the case. But the point is that you need somebody to be the go-to player on offense. They currently don't have that right now. They have a lot of guys that maybe, listen, ton of guys that can't get open, that can't separate themselves, that you know, even Jalen Hyatt was the only one they were able to really use downfield, slighting a little bit here and there, but it's just not enough, and you need to give Daniel Jones more.
So I think what they should do is draft a quarterback, let them sit for a year, let them develop correctly, like Jordan Love, because that's the Packer way. The Packers have been able to develop quarterbacks the correct way.
But Calvin,
2 years.
Jordan Love didn't sit for a year. How many years did he sit for?
Two years? Yeah. Patrick Mahomes sat for a year as well. Patrick Mahomes, you know, I'm not going to compare him to other quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying?
But the problem is this, though, is that just because you pick a quarterback and then have him shit for a year or two, that's also not a guarantee as well. Listen, I actually prefer that. I like the idea of having somebody and not just throwing them in there. But you don't need to draft them that high. Why don't you draft somebody later on? Listen, there are so many stories of quarterbacks that get drafted not in the first round that end up doing well. Why not try to find a significant player to go with the quarterback, too? I'm sick and tired. Listen, and Calvin, I got to take a break here. Thanks so much for the phone call. I understand why people want to land a quarterback because if they get the right one, it could change the course of your franchise. But think about how many times teams swing and miss on a go-to quarterback. It happens all the time. We'll run down a list of quarterbacks that have been bust in the first round over the past few years. But how many have been great? Not many. I'm tired of that model.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.